Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
We're live.
Hello!
Hello! Welcome back to the podcast, episode 5. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy!
We even have a light now, so we don't look as orange as we have been looking in the past podcast.
Very orange.
Yeah. I mean, it's a growing, like, progressive progress. And it just gets better and better every episode.
Oh, yeah.
So, before we get started on today's topic, Amanda wanted to give us some, you know, current events, things that have been happening, things you might have missed.
And I wanted to give us something that's really happy and uplifting, because today's topic's kind of dark. So, I just read something on BuzzFeed that Wednesday morning,
I don't know where even you were.
Okay, I'll just start over, I guess.
I guess we'll just start over.
Just from the story?
Yeah, just start from the story. Okay. For some reason, the podcast on the computer stopped.
Okay, so Lush Oxford got robbed. And basically, they took their laptop and a bunch of other stuff. And a homeless woman that lived out there for like a long time, and they knew her really well, she tackled the robber and basically brought all their stuff back the next morning. And they were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then they shared a picture of her, and it got like instantly like 10,000 likes.
She insta-famous.
Yeah, good for
and
her.
And she don't even have an Instagram.
Yeah, no, and I just feel like that's good. I mean, there's good people in this world.
I know. And the first thing I said after Amanda told me that, I said, well, damn, I hope they would have gave her a nice reward or something. She risked her life to get them their this stuff.
Exactly. Who knew if that killer had, like,
or not, at least, like, a nice, like, Lush basket of all nice things.
I think they should give her an apartment.
Or at least a tub.
Yeah.
Where she can use her bath
bombs. A room with a tub. Or maybe, like, let her live and, like, sleep in the store.
Yeah, or, like, let her, I don't know. Sleep in the store? Have you ever been inside a Lush?
Mm-mm.
There is nowhere for you to sleep in there.
Why?
Because there's just tables of, like, bath bombs and stuff. There's not, like, a nice comfy place for you to, like, sleep.
Oh. We have a intruder.
Intruder alert. All right. So today, the intruder was Lady, for all those people that are listening, they're like, oh my god,
she like has
they're
to
under
be
attack. We're not, we're safe, we're sound, we're good. But today we are talking about a dark topic, but it was something that we felt like we needed to address, especially since yesterday, which was Friday, today is Saturday, event that happened over in Arizona, which was a school shooting, which these are happening so frequently. And a lot of them are kind of overlooked just because there is so many of them now. And in our culture, they're everywhere. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of shootings and stuff, unless they kill a lot of people, are just not even talked about.
Thrown under the rug. Because even before we started researching this, we thought, like, maybe there was, I don't know, like a 200 total kind of thing.
Yeah, for like multiple years. Yeah. Not just like it was like 124 was, like, the number that they had just from, like, this past year or so.
And they date back. You wouldn't even think about it, but they date back to, like, the 1800s.
So, yeah.
It's crazy.
And we actually, last night was the premiere of the 2020 episode of the Columbine, the mother of, what was his name?
Dylan Klebold, which, if you guys aren't familiar, he's, like, he's known to be, like, the kinder one of the two that were the killers in Columbine, and she just never spoke about it because, I mean, obviously it's hard, and they obviously, she gets blamed a lot, so she was scared to come and talk about it, and I was really excited to watch it, but then
she fell asleep. I watched it.
I was like, seriously, somebody must have drugged me, because I was so excited to watch that.
But I don't know. It was something, I watched it, and it got me really heated about the topic, and that this morning Amanda actually spent the night last night, and I was like, we just need to do an episode on it, because it's very sad.
Yeah, it was time to do it.
And they even did stats on, like, different countries, like Japan, and how many shootings they've had. In the past, like, 2 years, they've had 6.
Yeah.
And we've had, like, 300 and something, and that's just crazy, and that doesn't even include, like, school shootings, it includes, like, just mass shootings and massacres in general.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about, because you kind of read into what happened yesterday more than I did.
Let me see if I have something about it, because I don't know if I screenshot
because
it or
not. Because by far it wasn't anything, like, a huge mass shooting, but still needs to be talked about just to bring attention to it. Okay. But how old were the girls?
I don't know. I know they were in high school, but I don't remember how old they were. Sorry. I didn't screenshot this one for some reason, but, let me bring it up really quick. You just talk about something for a second.
I know I've had experience with guns within school. The first high school I went to two high schools and graduated from the other one, but the one that I went before him was actually here in North Carolina. It happened in 2007, mm-hmm. I believe, and we had a giant lockdown because of it. But the gist of the story was that this guy, he was very depressed over his ex-girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend actually found another boyfriend at the time. And he was so depressed and wanted to kind of bring her harm that he didn't want to physically hurt her, but hurt her emotionally. And by doing that, he wanted to bring a gun to school and kill her current boyfriend. And he confronted them in the parking lot. And they had at least like 8 or 10 eyewitnesses. I think it was during lunch. And he pulled the gun out on the current boyfriend. We had security guards that worked at that school because we had so many issues with violence within the school that he kind of got scared away. So he didn't physically harm anybody, but we were on lockdown for multiple hours until they found him.
Yeah.
And the police finally found him at a local gas station that was right down the street. And they tried to get him to come out of the car, and he shot himself.
Yeah. It's been, like, I feel like now schools practice the lockdown, too, more often. Like, you could do, like, fire drills because...
But it's just, like, when we were kids, it was, like, lockdowns were such a joke.
Yeah.
And, like, it'd be like, okay. Yeah, everyone turn the lights off, and let's get in the corner, and everyone's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's just not something to kid about. And it never should have been something to kid. It's kind of like how fire drills are kind of like a joke. They're like, oh, we do these like every month. No one really cares.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a big party when everyone just goes out and they're just all with their friends and they're just talking when it should be something that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I was telling Amanda, I do catering. So I do some catering for like elementary schools and stuff like that. And I have to get buzzed in to go to elementary schools,
mm-hmm.
which we never had to experience that.
Yeah, and now I know my school, like, even if they, because I know a bunch of kids would be like, there's a bomb in the school, and they write it in, like, a school bathroom, and they would take that shit seriously in, like, high school. But, in, like, when I was in elementary school, I never had anything like that, or I feel like even times before that, but I'm sure, I mean, Columbine changed a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I also had, like, didn't you have in school where there was rumors that so-and-so had a hit list?
Yes, yeah, that happened in my school where the... there was a guy that was rumored to have a hit list or was going to shoot up the school or something, and it was going to be during a school assembly on Friday, and it happened, like, the rumor spread on, like, Wednesday and Thursday. Luckily, we had a snow day, but, like, majority of the kids were like, I'm not going to school because I don't want to risk my life, and they said there was going to be, like, police and stuff at this
Yeah, assembly. And it's just, like, but everyone would know it, but they wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Ugh. You would think, like, just going to, like, a school would be a safe place to bring your kid, but you just never know when they go off the bus what's going to happen that day.
Yeah.
It's and just the worst part.
We were talking to before, we talked a lot before this podcast, but I feel like colleges are, like, the least, at least the college we went to had no security at all. So, like, if you're in a lecture hall and a kid wants to bring a gun in, you're screwed. Like, there's, and hope you can get out.
But we did have a thing when we went to school there. It wasn't a school shooting, but... A girl got abducted from the gym. Do you remember that?
I literally went to the gym 15 minutes after that.
Yeah, and I was there that day, too. That was the last time I went to that gym for, like, a good couple months.
Really?
Yeah, because I was so scared.
She got, it was crazy. She got abducted, and then she, like, broke out of the car, and then she went into somebody's house, and the kid...
It was the house, remember, it was downtown, which was right off campus.
Yeah.
So it was very close to home.
Yeah, and then this 15-year-old kid was home alone, and she was like, please let me in, and he did, which is actually kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the guy started lighting the house on fire, and the kid was like, you just hide, I'll take care of it. And she ended up living, but she got raped, I think, too.
Yeah, and the guy ended up shooting himself.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was scary. That was
definitely scary. Just like, what in the world are people thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what would possess somebody to think that they can abduct someone and take their life just because they want to.
I don't know. But I looked up some of the signs to, like, the similar, like, characteristics of a shooter. Like, a massive school shooter. And they kind of said that it was mostly depression-based, but they did have, like, good grades in school, and their parents never detected anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just very quiet and off to themselves. But they would keep, like, somehow, like, a secret journal or something that, like, later on they would look back and like, why didn't I see the signs? They were obviously writing everything down. They were clinically depressed. A lot of them wrote like violent poems or did violent like journal entries, essays, drawings. And they always, a lot of them has something to do with, like, they played a lot of violent video games.
Yeah. And it sucks, but we blame, I feel like so many people blame the parents, but half the time, if
or
you
the
have
media.
These statistics,
a lot of,
yeah, how are they supposed to know? How are you supposed, like, if I'm a mom, and I think my kid's getting good grades, he seems happy, but then he goes on the computer and writes all these poems and things that I don't see. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess you have to be monitoring your children more with, like, the children and or with the computers and everything these days, but... I don't know. I just don't know how you would know.
But they even said something last night on the 2020 episode that, yes, they do have violent video games, and they watch a lot of violent movies. And then, like, PG-13 ratings are not even... They, like, tripled the violence within those movies since, like, the 90s or, like, the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. But you can't really blame that because even in other countries, they have same access to these video games and to these, like, movies and stuff, and they don't have nearly as much school violence or mass shootings as we do.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of it, because a lot of these kids are just depressed. Either you're, I told you this, a psychopath, or you're depressed. And it just takes one person to be friends with them or tell them, like, oh, you look nice today or something to bring their mood up. And maybe they won't be depressed enough to go shoot up a school.
So you're saying that you think the root of it is bullying.
Bullying or just, like, not having any
or
friends.
They're isolated.
Because even I feel like I do that, too. Like, at work, I don't talk to anyone or anything like that. But it doesn't mean I'm depressed or anything. But a lot of people take that as, like, if I don't have a friend to talk to or anything, if I'm alone and depressed, like, you're going to start thinking dark thoughts. And then you're just not going to care what you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's got to be a little
bit special person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I don't know. So, okay, I'll get into this. I finally found something. I don't know. I had a bunch of stuff, and then I couldn't find it. Okay, so the shooting that happened yesterday was 2 15-year-old girls in the Arizona high school, and they were rumored to be dating each other, but they actually didn't shoot anybody. They just shot themselves and killed themselves together because they said they found a suicide note next to them.
Ugh.
So I think that's probably got to be some... If it is true that they were dating each other, I feel like it's got to be that they were bullied because they were lesbians.
Probably.
But...
What, they were in high school? Was it a small town high school?
It's Glendale, Arizona. I'm not sure. It looks small from the picture, but I just...
I know... Hasn't there been shootings in Arizona before?
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's like the Arizona, Colorado... Like, even North Carolina, we see a couple. Virginia.
Yeah. From what I was looking at online, a lot of the school shootings were in the eastern part of the country.
Yeah. But with this shooting, too, they said that a lot of people talked to them that morning, and they seemed happy.
See, like, you just never know what people are actually thinking.
Yeah. With this one, I mean, and I felt like everyone keeps it very secret what's going on, too. Because when I was listening to my radio, they said something about that, and they were like, it's just two girls, no one else will be harmed, that's it. And they were like, we don't want to talk about it any more than that.
Yeah, because they think, based on this violence, it's going to cause more violence. Mm-hmm. Which they did find when I was watching the episode last night, while you were watching the inside of your eyelids.
I was so tired. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
They said something on the lines of a lot of the mass shootings that they found, any written journals or anything that had to do with that, they usually went back to the Columbine and had reference to the Columbine.
The Columbine was such, like, it's a special case, I feel like, because those kids did not plan on it being a school shooting at all. They planned on it being a full-on massacre. They planned, like, 90 bombs in that school, because they wanted, of course, they sucked at building bombs, which everyone said, like, thank God they were really bad at building bombs.
Could you imagine what the media, like, how... I couldn't even imagine, like, everything would be so different.
Yeah, and that was the first one where it was, like, the media was live there when it was actually happening, so it obviously changed a lot because we got to see everything instead of just hearing about it.
Yeah.
But those kids, I mean, they planned that for months.
Well, you saw Kent State. They had footage of that.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, that's a really big one. They were on top of buildings shooting people.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it.
It's just, it's a scary world that we live in. Because even after that giant movie theater shooting, I didn't want to go to the movie theater for quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah, and that kid, like, that was in Aurora in 2012, and it was during The Dark Knight Rises, and he was in the front row watching it for, like, 20 minutes, and then he went out to his car and got all his gear on and just put some gas and then just started shooting. He started shooting up at the ceiling, and then he was just like, and just did not care who he hit. But he didn't kill himself, which I thought was... Because usually they kill and themselves. And
you know, have you seen his mugshots?
Here he's like smiling.
Oh my god. Because there's definitely something wrong with that. I also found something on Dylan Roof. Do you remember who that was?
Mm-mm.
He was the Charleston shooter.
Oh, okay.
I was also looking into purchasing guns. And after the Sandy Hook incident, which was the Sandy Hook shooting, which was very publicized, and that's how the whole gun control thing kind of came about after that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Obama kind of did this thing where he wanted to do background checks for people that purchase guns. But the main problem that we have with background checks is that the people are doing the background checks usually aren't the people that are shooting up schools.
No.
The people that are shooting up schools are usually stealing these guns, or they're buying them offline on these black market sites, or they're just getting them from their parents that have some kind of weapon within their house.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened in the Columbine shooting, too. They had someone else buy the guns for them, and then they got the guns. So,
but the Dylan Roof case was a special case.
Mm-hmm.
He was, he had been convicted of a couple things. So he had a record, but he bought that gun.
Yeah.
And the background checks, they can't have a felony, they can't have any, like, I don't think any theft or anything on their record, but he had drug possession and trespassing.
And you can still get a gun.
And you can still get a gun.
And you could get an insanely, like you said, it. Like, I was like, oh, if we took away guns, like, hunters would be pissed, but they don't need a gun that obviously shoots a million bullets in a row. They don't need any AK, no. Whatever.
My thing about guns, okay, mm-hmm. We can have guns. I understand that hunting here is a game sport that people really enjoy here in the U.S., but there's no reason that you should have a gun that mm-hmm. shoots 100 bullets per second. To shoot a damn deer, that thing would be obliterated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's cruel to the animal. First of all, just shoot it. You're eating it. You don't need to put a million bullets in it.
No, it's just like one shot. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between a hunting rifle and a minigun.
Yeah, I don't know, and it's crazy. Like, so if we don't need these guns for anything else, then why are they being sold? Is the real question.
I don't know. Or like. There's like a list of things that you can buy here in the U.S. that are legal for you to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like flamethrowers. Please tell me why we need those. Other than firemen, maybe, to like, because I know they like burn down certain things.
Yeah.
I don't really know the logistics behind why they do that, but I know they do that for certain purposes.
Yeah. I mean, other than if you're like in the military.
Or a chain whip. Chain whip. That has, like, blades on the chains.
Yeah.
Please tell me why we need that.
No, we don't need that. Not even a policeman or somebody in the military would need
that's
that.
That's just cruel. Could you imagine getting whipped with something that has multiple blades and goes into your body?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't even imagine.
And it rips out when they rip it back?
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine that. Or, I mean, I couldn't imagine being stabbed or shot. Even if it was, like, a minor shot. It would kill. I passed a kidney stone, so I know pain, but I could only imagine that pain is, like, three times that. Even getting like a little shot through like your arm or something like that, which if it hits the main artery, you're dead. Like it's just, I don't understand. Like, and I don't blame like the presidents of the future, past, present, whatever. I blame because like, I know these laws have to go through many different people, and I know they're thinking, oh, if we pass this law, we're gonna have to go to literally every home and be like, give up your gun, or if you have one, then you're basically arrested.
I just think if you have a gun, you should have a certain kind of gun.
Yeah,
and it should be for only hunting, really.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people own guns for safety reasons. But the reason that they're having guns for safety is because there's other people out there that have guns that are mm-hmm. using it for bad purposes, like breaking into someone's house and stealing their things. Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I,
Because my father owns a gun, but he does it for the sure purpose of someone might come into our house and threaten our family. And most likely, they're going to have a gun.
Mm-hmm. It just, it's an issue that, it's like laundry. It never ends.
Yes, like laundry.
Because I feel like there's, everyone's like, I don't know what the solution is, but, oh, I want to talk about this one. So, I found one that, like, I was like, holy crap. But the youngest known shooter was a six-year-old boy. That basically his uncle had a gun and he found it, brought it to school and just shot a girl. And he said, I don't like you, and shot a girl in the hallway. And 22 people witnessed it and she died from it, which is crazy. I'm trying to think of see what year this was.
Well, do you think the media kind of has something to do with that? A six-year-old?
How would he know?
How would he know even how to use a gun?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never touched a gun.
See, but if the uncle didn't have the gun, he wouldn't even know. But how did that six-year-old know to steal it, to keep it hidden, mm-hmm. and then use it on someone like that?
And how to use it without hurting himself.
Yeah, because I don't even know how to use a gun. I literally don't know how to use a gun.
If I even see a gun, because Grant, like I said, my dad had a gun, I found it in his, what is that? Just his side table by mm-hmm. his bed one time, because mm-hmm. he told me to get something. Oh, I about had a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't, ugh. And this one says, too, that six-year-olds are not liable for the, like, if they won't, he won't go to jail for it, basically, or anything like that, because they're not going to put a six-year-old in jail.
Yeah, but they can go to juvie, can't they?
I don't know. I'm sure he had some,
like, how young therapy. Do you have to be, be qualified to go to juvie?
Or how I'm sure old? It's 12 or 11. But that's one something I don't know. I don't know. But, another one, Virginia Tech was
one of the biggest ones.
Most, like, so many deaths.
I remember that one.
But they were saying that that shooter was mentally ill, he had high anxiety.
You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That one is actually right before my high school shooting.
Really? Yeah. April 17th?
Mm-hmm.
What year?
Do you think that some of the stuff, when they publicize it so widely, that it might influence other people to do something like that?
Yeah, well, I think that they're thinking if we publicize it, that people are going to be like, oh, guns, like, I don't want to use a gun, but mm-hmm. so I think the people that psychopaths, it's just going to be like, oh, like, I can do it because they did it, and I'm going to beat their, that's the whole thing with mm-hmm. Eric, I can't remember his last name, but in Columbine, he was like, I want this to be, like, because he was a big Hitler person, he was like, I want this to be bigger than the last shootings, and I want to kill so many people.
Oh, I remember when they were talking about it, yeah. They were saying that he felt like he had power now because he had a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he did, because he literally would, some people, he would, like, come up and shoot them and be like, you're dead, but other people, if they would beg for their life, like, there was this encounter in the library between him and a girl, and she's like, please don't shoot me, and he was like, you know what, you're gonna die anyway from the bomb, so that's okay, and, like, they would just get distracted and walk away. So some people, like, literally got killed for no reason. Some people got saved their lives for no reason. Like, they didn't pick and choose.
Do they have any other friends? Or were they just each mm-hmm. other's friends?
No, they had tons, like, even when
did
they
kill any of their friends?
No.
The record of that?
Well, no, I don't think so. They think that most people that got killed, I don't think knew them that well. But there was a, when they were walking in after, because they, what they did is they timed it out so it would be basically when they got to school, it was the busiest time at a lunch. Mm-hmm. Like, all these kids, so they wanted to time it out so they killed most people. But they got out of their cars and they were going to put the bombs in, and this kid was walking out and he was like, hey man, like, I didn't see you and we had a test today and you weren't there, what's up? And he's like, it doesn't matter anymore, like, just get out of here. And mm-hmm. he's like, I
so
like
he
you now.
Kind of, like, warn people, kind yeah. of.
But the crazier one, the Eric that was, like, the psychopath, like, did not care who he shot, whatever. But they said Dylan was, like, he only shot 5 times, I think. So I think he was like, fuck, I don't know, what did I do?
Right. Ugh, that's just so sad. All right, with that, we're going to take a break. And we'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Hello.
If you made it this far, thanks for staying. I know this topic is a little harder to listen to, but yeah.
But it needs to be.
I mean, we want to kind of talk about everything on this channel, mm-hmm. so anything goes.
We don't care what you think or if you have an opinion. That's cool.
We do care if you have an opinion.
We do care, but I like if you disagree with ours, that's fine. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
We are in the U.S. over here, so we do mm-hmm. have our own opinions, mm-hmm. and we would love to hear your guys' opinions. So if you could comment down below, let us know your thoughts on the whole issue.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, what do you want to talk about now?
What do you want to talk? What, you had a couple other shootings in there. Oh, a selfie.
That's all I three I screenshotted, but I can go back.
to what I was looking at. But I want to push or go again on the parents of these shooters, because in the aftermath of what happens after, because I feel like, because I know, I only know a lot about Columbine, so I apologize if I keep going back to that, but.
It's one of the biggest ones by far.
Oh, yeah. But, I feel like the mother and father of both of the parents, or both of the kids, they didn't know anything, so then they were, really scared, obviously, afterwards, but these people were gonna come attack. Like, I know Dylan's mom was like, I'm not gonna put a grave out because it's just gonna get demolished.
Right.
And they said that there was this guy that made crosses for all the people that died, and he set them up. And people just, wrote horrible things on the killers and,
on the people that died, just crosses?
Yeah, because this guy, put all these crosses up and put them on, a hill that you had to, climb up to get to. And people were, writing, I hate you, what did you do? And everyone that, even the people that got shot, though, were, the most forgiving. They're like, just forgive them. We just need to move past this because this is what our school is going to be known for now.
It is.
And it is.
Because when you talk about Columbine, it doesn't have any other name. It's Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone forgets that's the name of the high school.
Yeah. And the media has a big part to do with that, too, because when they reopened the school, they, didn't want the media a part of it because they're like, we need to take back our school and keep the media out because they're just going to keep bringing it back and all these emotions and stuff. And even, 6 months after, people were still, having issues and going to therapy and stuff, and it's really sad, the things that, how it affected, I'm sure the people that got shot or even were at the school that day are still affected by that, and I don't know, I just can't even imagine, even being in that situation at all, or, having a friend die.
Well, I know there was, a mass shooting, I don't really remember the name of the college, but he had a couple roommates, and his roommates detected that he was kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
And he made videos online
about
threatening and all this stuff. And he went around one day and he just shot everybody.
Yeah.
And he killed himself.
And I feel like that...
But there's so many warning signs and no one does anything.
No, I know. In Columbine, yeah. The kid had a website about how he wanted to, do all these terrible things.
And the police saw it.
Yeah.
And they knew about it.
They made the black tapes, which I don't think anybody really knew about. But I'm sure, friends of theirs kind of had to have an idea... A little bit. And that's why I kind of think maybe Dylan's mom maybe had a hint of it. But she said she didn't know at all. So, I don't know. He had okay grades, it sounded like. But then it kind of went downhill.
I guess I just don't understand why you would want to go in somewhere and just kill all these people.
Yeah. And he even applied. The kid applied for college and everything.
Yeah, I know. He had, a plan. Kind of. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he just did it so that way it would be a cover-up.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to talk about, too, that, people that got killed in Columbine because they wanted to do, research, or not research, but they wanted, obviously, to get, the police had to do stuff on it. They didn't move their bodies, the dead bodies, for 40 or 20-something hours. So they laid exactly where they died. One kid died in the grass, and they didn't move the body. And the parents were like, are you kidding me? That's my dead kid sitting in the grass, and he's just gonna have, all the worms and crap come on him.
That and so many people probably went by and they just looked at it.
Yeah, and, they didn't tell them anything because obviously they couldn't do anything to, get a list for sure. So these parents were just like, I don't know if my kid's alive or if they're still hiding in that school. Even at that night.
Could you imagine getting a phone call?
I don't know.
At work? Yeah. Be like, hey, your school, your kid's school's under lockdown. There's gunmen inside the school. We don't know how many are alive or dead or injured.
That's why I'm scared to even have children and bring them into this world.
This world is...
It's crazy.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
It's a world that you don't even know if you can go outside and if you're going to make it back home.
Yeah. Literally, you could go to the grocery store and someone could kill you. And we all... my mom has, ingrained that in my mind. When I was a little kid waiting for the school bus to come, she'd be like, you need to stand on the porch because someone could come snatch you. We lived in the middle of nowhere.
I know, but that's the time that we grew up in.
Yeah.
I remember we read this one book in fifth grade, and it was based in the 1950s. It was written in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff that they did, they, walked to grocery stores, and they just, they were, 10-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that now.
No, not at all, because...
You couldn't do that when we were kids.
Mm-mm. Because literally in the middle of nowhere, you can get snatched up and taken, killed. Those girls that got taken and they were in that basement for,
10 years or something like that. Did you hear about that? Mm-mm. And they finally, like, got out. But he, like, they had children. He had, like, he basically snatched up these three women and kept them in their his basement for 10 years. And they, like, had children.
I think that was a Criminal Minds episode. They might have based it off of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the shows that we watch, too, might encourage something like that. Because if you watch, like, any kind of teen drama, like, look at One Tree Hill. They had a school shooting episode. And then look at after. Degrassi. Oh, yeah. You know, that was Drake's big moment when he got shot in that school. But that's what everyone remembers him, yeah, if they ever watched Degrassi. But, like, they always are doing these kind of episodes. And they're showing the fear of all these kids, and it's like, I think some of the kids that are, like, thinking about it, they're mm-hmm. like, I could get that. I can get the fear out of those kids. Mm-hmm. That could be my reality.
And I think their intention is to spread the word and be like, oh, like, positivity, and yeah, don't do this, but the psychopaths don't have feelings. So yeah, no matter what happens, they're gonna shoot, they're gonna kill, they're gonna, if that's what they choose to do.
And if they want the fear of someone like that. But it's not, like, something we can't just, like, be like, oh, well, we can't have episodes like that because mm-hmm. it might spread the word about it and they might be more encouraged to do it. So it's like, what do we do?
Yeah, there's, I don't know.
What and the, you can't desensitize everything on TV.
Yeah.
But I think television and the media has glorified a lot of the things that happen.
Mm-hmm. Because literally, like, if you see someone get shot or killed in some movies now, you're just like, oh, like, I'm used to that.
Or even, like, the news. So, like, when the guy that shot up the movie theater, mm-hmm. he was all over the news. And that was, like, his pivotal moment. Like, he was like, I'm famous.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, that's what those people want.
I want to be famous. I want people to write books about me. Mm-hmm. I want to be all over the news. Yeah. I want people to fear me.
Yeah, because that's what the Columbine killers wanted. They wanted their name to be known. And they didn't care if it happened after they died. They did what they sought out to do, is make themselves known. And
they made history.
Yeah. Which is sad, because that's what we gave into what they wanted. Mm-hmm. But I mean.
But it's not like something you can't ignore either. You can't just mm-hmm. be like, we can't talk about it.
It takes a sick mind to go into school or go into church or wherever you're gonna go and just kill someone.
Oh, the guy in the church, Dylan Roof, was disgusting.
Yeah.
And he's still alive. But, like, just, he even saw, like, the people's families face to face. He didn't kill himself after it. He saw them. He saw the grief. He saw their pain.
That's a psychopath.
Didn't even
But
care.
I want to know, like, if is it just, like, in genetics or is it the way that they were raised? Because,
or, like, depressions, like a chemical imbalance. Yeah. Like, it knocks something off.
I don't know. Like, I would love to, that's why I told her, I was like, I want to quit my job and just learn everything that there is to know, because it's interesting, but it's also something that needs to be changed because it's not ending. Like, even people, like, I mean, I think.
But my thing is, like, why is it's so common in the U.S. Why is it so common here, but not in other countries? If something like that happens, it's huge. It's like, what in the world?
I think the media plays it up a lot, too, because literally, after a shooting happens, I feel like they play stuff about it for months after.
They do, but even they show it overseas. It's not played up as much as it is here, but they don't have it that often.
Because they don't have guns. Or access to their weapons, because it's not legal. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know Chloe said, I think, in London that they're not, it's, you can't easily access guns and stuff like that, like, because it's illegal. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the government will go that far to say no guns over here, because people throw riots. Guaranteed. No. If they pass that law, that people would throw, oh my god, it would be chaos.
Well, that's like, anything that we have not been able to have, we somehow have made it so we could have it. Prohibition was a good example of that in the 1920s. We couldn't have alcohol. You can buy a Bud Light or a thing of liquor on every street corner here now.
Yeah.
If someone from the 1920s could time travel to this day and age, they would be in shock.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I burped. But it's insane that,
like, the weed thing.
Yeah, people have,
they have pushed weed to a point where we have it now.
Mm-hmm. Because people want things that they can't have.
Yeah.
And, like,
but now it's like, if we have weed and people don't even really care as much as they did.
Exactly. Like, people, like, they said that they passed in Colorado and they expected it to boost, like, the economy over there a lot, or, like, obviously, like, money-wise, and they said it didn't make that much of a difference, mm-mm. because now you can get it.
Yeah.
So, I feel like even, I mean, I guess, I mean, underage kids, like, I'm sure purchase more alcohol than people of age do, it seems like.
I definitely do think that, because me and Amanda, we... underage drink. We were in college.
We don't support it, by the way.
But we definitely drank more then than we do now. Oh, yeah. Or after 21.
18, 19, and 20 were...
Yeah.
Blurry years.
Just a haze.
But as now, like, tonight, like last night, we're like, we'll drink a little bit. No. I didn't drink one sip because I was tired. Which I don't know why that is. I think, yeah, people just want what they can't have. With, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what the root of the problem is, but I would love... to, like, have your guys' input and mm-hmm. see comments and see what you guys have to say, because I think the more we learn, the better it is. And I think, obviously, what I think is if you're, like, if we're nicer and we kind of pick up hints or see hints and we know more, then it, maybe it'll help to stop. Yeah,
and I think that a lot of it can be rooted from bullying, and bullying is a big thing here mm-hmm. in the U.S., including on the internet. Internet bullying is huge.
Yeah, since the internet happened, Instagram and all those, it's... like, people can hide behind their computer, and they don't have to see it face-to-face. Trolls. Little trolls. Because I guarantee you half the people that say the stuff on the computer, they're not going to come to your face and say it.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. And I wish you would.
Yeah, I wish you would. I got called muffin top way too many times on the internet. But it's sad, because...
but why? Why would you want to say something that... hurt somebody mm-hmm. and you don't know, you have no idea how these people are feeling or what they go through at home. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people that you see at school that are quiet and don't talk to anyone, there's some rooted something at home.
Yeah, I wish people would have told me this in high school, because I've saw so many, even myself, like, everyone got bullied, or it seems like a lot of people, like the what they call the dirt kids, got mm-hmm. bullied, and like there was no reason for it, just I because they're different. Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. And there's no reason. Because just because they dress different or, like, they don't have as much money as you so they can't wear nice clothes does not mean that you have the opportunity or the power to bully them.
And if you're being bullied right now, it's just school. It's just middle school mm-hmm. or high school. Once you get out of that, it's everyone's the same.
And if you need a friend or anybody to talk to, you can always message us, because we will accept any friends.
Yeah, and we've been through it. Mm-hmm. We know exactly how it goes. But if you are in middle school or high school and are experiencing it, it's just, kids are mean.
Yeah, it sucks, but
and they do anything just to boost their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And usually if they're saying something mean about you, there's something that they don't like about themselves.
Exactly. It always is, and it stems from them not liking something about themselves and pushing it on you, and then you're obviously...
If I could go back to my middle school self and all the kids that said such mean things to me, I would say, Megan, it's going to be okay. You're going to be such a cooler person mm-hmm. when you get older.
Yeah. And hopefully there's a friend that you can talk to, or like, you can always go to your parents, hopefully, or something. But if not, mm-hmm. yeah, come to us. We don't care. Mm-mm. But
we accept you. Exactly. For who you are.
Middle
girl,
school.
Boy.
Sucked.
Whoever you is.
Middle school sucks.
Middle school's the worst. But if you do see someone that seems to be clinically depressed, talk to them.
Make a
they
friend.
Need a friend.
Who cares? Or you only live once.
If you have some kind of, like, I don't know, they give you some kind of tip that they might want to do something, bring harm to mm-hmm. you or other individuals within the school, go tell a counselor. Go tell somebody.
Yeah.
Because all these school shootings can be stopped.
I feel like every single one, there was hints or maybe some kind of sign. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the parents knew, but maybe a friend knew. Like, somebody had to have, like, an inkling of knowledge to know that something was going to go down. And it, who knows, it could be just you right now knowing something.
And just
something.
Think, if you do tell someone, it's like, no one wants to tell on anyone because they might be a snitch. But you could be saving so many lives.
Mm-hmm. You don't even think about it.
You could be a hero.
Like, could be a hero. It's, oh, I'm so worked up because it makes me so sad to think that these things happen and there's just nothing, not a lot that you can do about it till it happens.
Yeah.
So make sure just to stop it before it happens if you can. If you see signs. And if you can, look up signs of a psychopath too, because it's pretty interesting.
The whole topic's pretty interesting. Very depressing. Very dark. Yeah. But next episode, we hope to give you something a little bit lighter. Thanks for watching Not So Sober Thoughts this week. If you would like to connect with us, you can follow us on our social medias. We have Instagram and Twitter. It's at Megan and Amanda. Or you can email us or DM us. Our email is going to be meganandamanda90@gmail.com. And we want you guys to reach out to us and talk to us.
Yes. Oh, also, if you're curious, it's M-E-G-H-A-N.
Yeah, my parents were difficult. Sorry. But we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Bye.